Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
My name is Amy Sinclair. I'm a mother of three.
And I'm Michelle Connolly, mother of two. And you're listening to Flawsome, the podcast for parents doing the best they can.
Don't we just do that, Michi?
Every day.
Every day. On the show today, we answer some reader questions. This is very exciting, Michi.
Mm.
One question in particular I think is a problem we've all had. It's going to be a bit of fun. Mm. And I'm going to tell you about my husband Jimmy's latest obsession. I'm going to give you a little tip, Michi. It's not about me and it's not about eight-day-old Woolies barbecue chook. It's something brand spanking new.
Tell me more.
But first, Michi, we're going to talk Christmas decorations. My husband in recent years has become like the Griswold, what's his name? Griswold, National Lampoon's.
Yeah.
You remember that movie, the Christmas movie where he literally, you know, electrocutes the entire house because he covers it so badly. That is Jimmy at the moment. The other day he came home with a 3 metre high inflatable Santa from Bunnings. Mm-hmm. It's literally...
Is it the one with the surfboard? I have said they've got a surfboard this year.
It's literally like the Statue of Liberty in my front yard, but it's a giant Santa.
Beautiful.
And our house is kind of at the top of a hill. So people would be kind of going, oh, holy hell. A couple of weeks ago, Aldi had its special buy sale on all the Christmas lights.
Mm.
He did two trips, Michi, two trips. Yep. I don't even want to know how much it spent. But let's just say my house currently looks like the Griswold's thrown up all over it. It is, and nothing matches.
Oh.
We've got a warm light with cool lights. Mm. We've got rope lights with freaking flashing lights. We've got dangling Santa lights.
Yeah.
We've got inflatable Santas. There's an inflatable sausage dog Santa.
Oh, I love that one.
There's a Santa on a rope hanging from a deck. It looks like I've hung, you know, it's like, you know.
No, I really hate Santa on a rope.
And Gillian, we've hung.
That's where I draw the line.
Anyway, that's my life, Michi, at the moment. It's literally like I'm almost about to move out from the shame and embarrassment of this horrific house. And it's not even that people would come by my house to look, oh, I'm amazing. Look at all the, they look and go, what the absolute hell have they done to that house? Come look at the freak Christmas house.
Mom,
where the crazy Audi man lives.
With the dog out the front.
What would your husband do if, is he into lights, Michi?
No, he doesn't really do Christmas. He's the typical
bloody Christmas.
So it's me that gets all excited. And
isn't it funny how our husbands speak the same?
Bloody hell, my God.
God, bloody hell.
But no, he's not a fan. So it's always me going, can I put the tree up yet?
Why don't we call him and you tell him that you want to go nuts with the lights? Ooh, go on.
He might have a stroke.
Go on. Let's do it.
Okay.
Hello.
Babe.
Yes.
So I've just been thinking. So I was talking to Amy earlier and Jimmy's gone really, really crazy and he's decorated the house like full decked out. And I think now that the kids are a bit older and we can, you know, really enjoy Christmas, I think that I want the same. I want you to get up on the roof. I'm talking inflatables, just anything that flashes, just, you know. Uh-huh. Just get really into like the nuts of just how gaudy Christmas can be, just for a bit of fun.
I don't think so.
Well, what if you got Eddie to help you hang things up? Wouldn't it be like a nice exercise?
Yeah, sure. I'll get Eddie up on the roof as well. Yeah.
No, I mean he can hand you some things and like I don't know, like candy canes and stupid stuff that flashes.
I don't think that's a good idea. And I'd probably have to have words with Jimmy about that because if he really has done that, then
no, he has. Honest to God,
that I do
honestly
not wish to follow.
Honestly, he has. He's got like a full inflatable Santa and a sausage dog and
sausage dog.
Yeah, and a Santa on a string, which I don't really approve of. I don't like Santa on a rope, but I won't do that.
Santa on a string.
On a rope, like he's hanging right off the house.
I would really love to see photographic evidence of this, but no, I don't think it's happening in our house somehow.
So. Bunnings had a new big sale on. They've got like these flashing kangaroos.
And you've costed all this, have you?
I have. So I can probably do it for around 800. Oh, come on.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Yeah, we'll just cut back on presents for the kids this year. We can just explain to them that there's no money left for presents this year. Santa couldn't land on the roof because there's so many toys and flashing lights up there. So, yeah, that sounds great to me. Thanks, darling.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Can you actually buy flashing pelicans?
Yes, and a flashing kangaroo.
I will pay you $1 million not to tell Jimmy about that because I know that I'm going to come home tonight and there'll be freaking flashing pelicans and kangaroos.
Oh, it's very tempting.
You know, can we husband swap?
Ooh.
We've gone down a bit of a rump.
I've never thought about that.
Mishy, next up we have some reader questions.
Oh, I love reader questions.
We've had quite a few, of course. This is the Flawsome Mum on Facebook where we, share our our wisdom with the world. We've had some questions come through. I love these two. We've had quite a few this week, Mishy, but these two are corkers. First one is something I think we've all had, or maybe it's just me. My 3-year-old daughter walked in on my husband and I having sex.
Oh, dear.
And without going into a lot of detail, it was clear from the questions she asked afterwards that she'd been there quite a while watching.
Oh,
cringe. Oh. She now won't stop talking about it. What should I do?
Oh.
Mishy, has this ever happened to you?
No.
Really?
I don't think so.
Oh, it's happened to me. I was a shocker. It happened to me and, again, it was my daughter and she'd obviously been there for a little while. Poor Queenie. No person should have to see.
She's the Queenie.
And obviously we're talking a good few years ago now because, you know, Jimmy and I haven't had sex for, 4 years, but it was a while before we realized that she was there. And then hear this voice, what are you doing?
Oh, Queenie.
And there was a silence and I said, I've got a really sore back.
Just helping your mum's back out.
Dad's helping my back. And she went, really? Does that help?
Oh my God.
I was like, look, I'm not sure. She was like, do you want some help, Dad?
Oh, and no.
It was like a car crash. It got worse and worse.
No.
So I'm sorry. Emily sent through this question. Emily, I'm not sure I'm best to.
Maybe time it a bit better.
Look, this is the issue, you know. You never know when someone's going to walk in the door. And, you know, as a parent, you've got to sort of, you know.
Yeah.
But what should she do, Mishy? What would you do in this situation?
I'd ignore it.
Yeah,
I'm not having a conversation with either of my children about sex or anything like that. I'm not interested.
I'm pretty sure that's what they advise at, you know, sex education as well, that you just make just it a closed subject and you ignore it.
Yep.
And that's really good. Yeah, I'm a bit sort of 1960s about that sort of stuff as well.
Just time it better. Like, what are you, like bunnies, really?
Oh, that's not fair, Mishy. That's not fair because
just because my love life's so depressing, I think everyone else has got a depressing.
No, boudoir. But I think that sometimes it can be that because the kids wake up at any bloody time.
Yeah,
they're shockers like that. I would suggest just making up an elaborate story, like a sore back.
Sore back. I was helping your mum's back.
Yeah, that we had a sore back, and sometimes that's how Dad has to,
Help me out.
Help me out and that's it.
Oh, my God. Poor Emily.
There's probably really, really, really proper advice that we should be giving out at this point, from, practical parenting or, the like. But at this point, that's my come up with an elaborate story with as many sort of unicorns and bizarre, far-fetched ideas.
Yeah.
And it will eventually sort of mask the fact that you were boning in front of your daughter. Yeah?
Agreed.
Question two, Mishy. This comes from Fiona. I'm a mum of two boys, aged 2 and 3, and I'm going to be taking my first flight with them after Christmas. Do you have any tips? Good God.
iPad.
Good God, Fiona.
iPad.
Get out while you can.
iPad, headphones, lollies, just chuck everything at
you
them.
You bribe the living
everything,
hell out of them.
Everything, everything. I'll buy you a car. Do you need a house?
I will literally get Paw Patrol to come and film at our house tomorrow.
I'll buy you Bumblebee. Throw everything at them.
Everything you can.
Lollies,
you bribe them. You, yep. you know that, yep. you know. The plane will go down. That's a joke. It absolutely is not what you should say to a small child.
Probably something I'd say.
But, the worst thing is when you're on a flight is that you just worry about what everyone else is thinking when they're losing their
Yeah, just their, don't their worry bananas. About other people.
Yeah.
Just don't worry. They usually got their own problems going on than worrying about your kid going,
And don't forget, that's why they hand out gin and wine on planes
exactly.
now
if
to
you
help
can't
you get
buy
through
yourself
it.
A cheeky little glass of something, something, then on your own head be that.
Mishy and I have travelled on planes before and Mishy has quite sort of like a strict flying etiquette that is pretty interesting. And I'm kind of excited that we're talking about flying at the moment. There's an excuse so we can talk about. Mishy, how do you feel about when people, you know, next to you, like maybe take their shoes or their socks off on planes?
Okay, don't touch me. Don't look at me. Don't breathe at me. Don't take your shoes off. Don't flick your hair at me. Don't order something stinky. Just basically don't anything to me.
Don't exist around me. What happens, like someone pulls out some sort of like McDonald's that they bought at the terminal and they pull it out next to you. How do you react
It's
to
happened
that?
Before.
I know it has.
Well, I'm not afraid to put my scarf over my face and give them daggers. Yeah, I just think it's really inappropriate. For my flying comfort, which is paramount. So.
It's a tricky thing,
Leave
isn't it?
Leave your shoes on. Leave your shoes on. I don't want to hear about your dog. I don't care where you're flying to. I don't care about anything. Just leave me alone. I've got time away from my children. I'm going to have a glass of wine. I'm going to make the best of it.
Mishy once flew next to someone who had a ring on, a man who had a pink diamond ring on.
His little ruby ring.
And it was really tight around his finger. Mishy was absolutely beside herself over it. Like
I was. It gave me something to focus on. And he kept sort of like jingling it.
So, you know, Fiona, don't worry about your kids. Worry about sitting next to someone like Mishy. Because if you pull out, you know, a stinky snack for the kids, you're going to know about it.
Yeah, yeah. Don't take your shoes off.
Now, Mishy, I've spoken before about Jimmy's love affair with Dan, his best friend.
Oh, yeah.
That they're a closer couple than Jimmy and I are.
It's true.
That they're it's a deep, beautiful romance. And also the time that I thought that Jimmy was actually having an affair because I found texts on his phone that were from, it's a very convoluted story, go back to, I think, episode one.
Possibly.
Regardless. A similar thing happened last week. Now, Mishy, you've heard about wives talking about how their husbands and their partners are having an affair with Bunnings. You
yes.
know, that they take off on a Saturday yep. and they're gone for hours.
I love Bunnings.
Yeah, you're a bit of a, you're leaving gym for Bunnings, aren't you?
I do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've just got to go get some weed killer. Be gone for 3 hours.
Come back with a stretch of lattice.
True.
I have the new Bunnings Gumtree.
Okay.
Jimmy. I mean, Jimmy's a massive tight ass. He literally, he cannot pay full price for anything.
I don't think he's a tight ass. I think he knows how to stretch a dollar.
He says that. He says, you know, if I was rich, I wouldn't be a tight ass.
No, you would be, Jimmy.
Yeah, he would be. That's why people are rich, because they're tight ass.
That's right.
It's true. Mm. Anyway, but he can't, you know, Jimmy's idea of hell is walking into a shop
paying full price
and buying a toaster. You need a toaster. If you walk into a shop and buy a toaster, walk out, take home, buy it, Jimmy would literally have a fit over that. There are so many levels of that would literally make him break down and go into a cold sweat. I can't even begin. For one, that you have done no research on what the best toaster is. Jimmy, you know, what are those product review websites?
Choice.
He's literally like,
I love Choice.
He spends half his day. And in fact, when something breaks in our house, I can see this glee that comes over him that he gets to go on and look for the best dishwasher on the market.
Yeah. I'm with Jimmy.
Oh, well, he just, he gets in, he reads every review, he gets in and argues, he asks questions, he gets really, really into it, right? That's question number one. Number two, why would you just go in and buy one from the store? For one, ring around, see who's going to give you the cheapest one. Then work out what the cheapest one, then hit up Gumtree. And that's where bring you now.
He's next level.
He really is. But Gumtree, right, it's all on text.
Oh.
So he came out one morning. And he looked like he'd had a bit of a, It looked like he'd had a bit of a fun morning, Mishy.
Oh.
And I said, what are you up to? And he said, oh, nothing. And I said, who are you texting? He said, I'm not texting anyone. I said, you are texting someone. Who are you texting?
Yeah.
He said, oh, it's Gumtree, all right. And I said, oh, Jimmy. He said, oh, I found some, you know, because he lost his sunglasses.
And sunglasses on Gumtree.
Mishy's gone.
That's too much.
That's disgusting, isn't it, Mishy? That's like all those skin pores and ear pores.
Oh, it's sunscreen all over it.
Yeah. And so he knew which sunglasses he wanted. He found a pair. He found a few pairs on Gumtree.
Oh, my God.
And he had them in a bidding war with each other.
Stop it.
Trying to get the cheapest pair. And I'm like, that's what, you know, this is Jimmy's like, this is what gets him going now, you know, or 30 kilometres away or nearest offer.
Talk to me,
baby. Keep going. He gets so excited about it. He loves it.
So he likes to interact with strangers
And haggle. It's literally like all he wants to do is be like in a Balinese street market his whole life where he can just haggle for everything.
So say if I listed some pre-worn sweaty sunglasses for $50, what would he do?
He'd say, would you give me do 25?
Really?
Yeah. He's got no shame. He's got no shame. And then he'll argue. When they say no, he'll get into an argument over it. He got his sunglasses. The woman had worn them three times, decided they didn't suit him. They retail for about $200. He got them for $55.
Wow.
He drove an hour and a half to pick them up.
Oh, bugger that.
Oh, I know. Nah. But, you know, but he factors in the cost of the petrol. He's literally next level obsessed.
He's Rain Man. That's amazing.
Mishy, it's our favourite time of the podcast. It's how we end every podcast. Mm. It's wine and wine. What are we drinking today, Mishy?
Oh, well, on Friday I was drinking a lovely little Pinot Grigio from, I think it was the Margaret River. So I think I'd
like from the $5 bin at Dan Murphy, a region.
Possibly.
Which is a little known region of Western Australia.
Yes.
So we're having the leftovers of that. So we are doing a Christmas themed.
Mm.
So maybe we should have actually had eggnog or something.
Gross.
Question number one, Mishy, would you or have you ever regifted a Christmas present?
Look, I would, but I never have.
Yeah. I think I've done a Christmas present.
Look, I've done
a birthday present.
Before. I've done it with wine. Like, so say I've been given bottles of red or something. I've just sort of plonked that on someone else's desk at work. But I've never sort of gone, oh, look what I got you.
I'm not judging you for regifting. I'm judging you for giving away wine. What's going on with that?
I used to get given a lot.
Oh.
Not anymore, everyone who's listening. But, yeah, no, I just used to.
I don't have an issue with it. I think if you're not going to use it, send it on.
I would, but I never have, but I would.
Yeah.
With no problem.
What is the worst Christmas present you've ever received?
Oh, God.
I can tell you mine each and every day. My mother-in-law once gave – my sister-in-law is very thin, beautiful, you know, gorgeous, size 8. I was not a size 8 at that point. I was a good size 14 to 16. My mother-in-law gave us the same 90 and said, gave us a package each. It was wrapped up. And she said, I got you the same 90. Yours is a size 8. Amy, yours is a size 16 in front of everyone.
Thanks. It's like we don't have eyes and we can't see. Thanks for that.
Amazing.
Why don't you give me a tent next year?
That would be a good present, actually. What's the worst one you've ever got?
Probably just nothing.
Oh, Mishy, now I feel bad. It's a proper wine. Yeah, I hate that.
Happens. Then I'll just go and make up for it and buy myself something.
But, you know, every year I buy myself something because I know I'm going to get nothing.
Same.
God, this is a wine.
Hmm.
How much of the kids' Christmas shopping do you do compared to your husband?
1,000,000%.
Yeah, I could probably up you to 1,000,000,000%.
I probably couldn't trust him anyway. Like, he wouldn't do a Jimmy. He wouldn't research the prices. He wouldn't research where to get it. Then he'd get the absolute shits because he couldn't get what he wanted and it sold out and then had to pay three times for it. And then I'd be furious. So, no. It's not going to happen.
Definitive no.
Absolutely
not. My husband just does the whole, this year we're not going to spend much on the kids, okay, Amy? We're going to get like two presents each and that's it. And then every year, Christmas morning, they're opening presents and he's just looking at me like he wants to.
It's Christmas, Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy. You got all about lights and inflatable Santas.
Stupid Santa on a rope.
What's your policy on telling the kids that Santa is or isn't real?
My kids are too young, so Santa's real.
You know what? I have older kids. My son is nearly 20. My daughter is 14.
Does he think Santa's real?
Yeah, because I am like fully.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love a bit of, you know, I just think it's one time a year where you can just keep the fantasy going. And also because I've got a 9-year-old who is, and I'm just kind of like, you know what? There's nothing wrong with all of us just believing a bit of, you know. And even when my daughter started asking questions, I just had a very hard line. I said, anyone who doesn't believe in Santa in this
doesn't
house
get presents.
Doesn't get presents.
Oh, I'm going to use that.
It was delicious and it works a treat. So, yeah, I'm all for it's not about lying to your kids. It's not about that. I just love a bit of Christmas fantasy. Let's go for it.
I love Christmas too.
If your husband gave you a sexy Santa negligee for Christmas to wear on Christmas Eve, what would you do?
Oh, God.
It's like your worst nightmare come true.
It sounds flammable. Oh, God. Look, I suppose, look, have I had a drink before he gives it to me? Because if I'd had a drink, I'd be like, whee! You know, then I'd be like trying to put the bins out wearing it, you know, maybe. But no, just if it was like, I don't know, on a Tuesday night, kids have been fighting, and he just goes, oh, look at this. I'd be like, get out.
Is that nylon?
Is that nylon?
Amazing. And, Mishy, before you go, would you rather this week, would you rather volunteer at the school Christmas stall or let a trainee give you a Brazilian wax?
Well, I'm not overdue to go to the beautician.
It's a tough one,
so
isn't it?
It wouldn't be that painful actually at the moment from a trainee because I'm not too.
That bit of that wax goes in the wrong spot, don't you? It can get very bad very quickly.
Well, no, probably the Christmas stall.
You are a. Yeah, I'd take the Brazilian every day of the way.
My kid's in kindy.
Get in there, Candy. Knock yourself out. I wish you well. Thanks for listening to Flawsome. We will be back next week with more real life stories, more wine and wines. And if you want even more content, don't forget to head over and check out Practical Parenting by following the links on our show notes. And like the Flawsome Mum on Facebook. If you like the show, tell your friends about it, share it with your mother's group, and remember to subscribe. You can even leave us a review. Just be nice.
Always be nice.
Be kind, people, even when we're not very kind. I am Amy Sinclair.
And I'm Michelle Connolly, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.